Somebody said that the mind can absorb only as much as the seat can endure, so let's stand up a minute. That feels better, doesn't it? Thanks a lot. I generally do not go around inviting myself to speak, but I did this time for a very special reason. I wanted to have an opportunity before I left just to say thanks. You know, in sports, there's a very small difference between a good team and a great team. And that difference is basically attitude. I notice in Numbers 14:24 that it says, "But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him and hath followed me fully, him will I bring into the land whereinto he went, and his seed shall possess it." Now, I don't know what that other spirit was. That's something, if you figure out, you can let me know. But whatever it is, I think it's the plus factor that's in the lives of people who walk closely with Jesus Christ. And this week, those of us who have been in this conference have been exposed to that plus factor. Conferees have commented to me about the smiles. You know, you can't fake a real smile. And they've commented about the joy. And you know, this is one of the things that is explainable only in the terms of God. That's what makes those who are spiritually minded demonstrably different from the rest of the world. And we've sensed that. And then they've commented about even the singing in the kitchen. Somebody told me this morning at breakfast, said, "Man, I hear them singing in the kitchen, and I really appreciate that." You know, if you can sing over the pots and pans, you can sing anywhere. And then one of the men here, a very astute businessman and pretty perceptive, said, "I appreciate the fact that it seems to be operating smoothly and almost without effort." You know, that's the way God does things. Which means that evidently there is no sand of personality conflict in the gears, or else the thing wouldn't be working like it's working. Boy, I want you to know that we appreciate it. It's hard for me to be objective about this. I'm sorry. I'm sort of subjectively involved in the outfit, at least heart-wise. But in 1 Peter 4:9 in the Phillips, it says, "Given to hospitality, not secretly wishing you hadn't got to be." You know, you can sense that. There's hospitality and then there's hospitality. And what we've experienced this week has been the hospitality that's God-given, not secretly wishing that you hadn't got to be. We appreciate it. In business, there is an axiom which is always true. And that is that compensation equals service. And I think that's true in the spiritual realm as well. Now last night, don't know whether you know it or not, but the conference that's been here gave in either cash or pledges right at $9,500 for the remodeling of this great hall. Now I don't believe that that conference would have given half that amount of money if it hadn't been for the attitude and the service and the joy and the love that you've expressed. So in a very real sense, when you see this great hall carpeted and refurnished and you know, adequate heating and air conditioning and the ventilated system, and all, that's part of your ministry. So you've had a piece of that. I think it may be what God meant when he spoke through Paul in 2 Corinthians 9:8 when he said, "And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work." And so this is a part of yours. And you know, it's the little things that make the difference. Let me just mention a few of them to you, which I've seen and experienced. When I got here, there were a couple of guys there to help with the luggage. You know, I appreciated that. I could have lugged that stuff upstairs. But man, I didn't want to. And the attitude of these fellows was not, "Well, you know, this is our job, and so we're going to help you." The attitude was, "Man, this is a privilege, and if you need two or three more guys, we've got them available." I appreciate that. And then I've got a thing about towels. Irma would tell you this. I really have a thing about towels. When we married, I said, honey, there's one thing I want. That's a clean towel every day. You know. Well, at the Glen, heretofore, it's always been one of these deals where you get a towel when you check in. You know, and if you want another towel, you've got to find out, A, are they available, and B, where they are, and C, when can you get them? Well, imagine my joy when I walked back into my room Wednesday, and there, clean towels. That's a little thing. But boy, it meant a lot to me. And then I looked, and the wastebaskets are empty. You know, heretofore, set it out in the hall at 8 o'clock in the morning, you know, and we'll come by and gather it up. But somebody emptied the wastebasket. And boy, I appreciate that. You know, it's a little thing. But it's the little things that make the difference. And then the other night we had a meeting with Dick Halverson after the main meeting up here in his deal. I had about 20 couples up there. And about 10-15 we broke up. And I said, well, let's go down to King James. Okay, great idea, you know. So here go these 40 people down to the King James. And what's there? You know, locked up. Everything put away, cleaned up. 40 people milling around. I thought to myself, well, you know, that's the way it goes. And in about 2 minutes, nobody said anything. Nobody asked. Two guys showed up. No conversation. Walked around behind, you know, put on the aprons, opened the door, you know. Pretty soon, ice cream, you know. Well, you know, that says more than 6 hours of preaching on what it means to be a servant for Jesus' sake. You know, that's real conversation. And spiritually, I'm convinced personally that no one can outgive God. I study the life of Christ. I don't find any place in there where he called a man to be a leader. I find he called a lot of people to be servants. Dick Howerson made an interesting comment as I drove him over here from Trail West last Sunday. Or Saturday, whenever it was, whenever we got here. He said, you know, the thing that I have appreciated so much about the navigators is I've never found one of them yet who wasn't, in the true sense of the word, a servant, willing to wash the dishes. And I don't know of a higher compliment that a man could pay an organization than that. You know, Jesus said, whether is greater, he that sitteth at meat or he that serveth? He is not he that sitteth at meat, and yet I am among you as he that serveth. And Jesus said, whosoever will be great among you, let him be your minister. Whosoever will be chief among you, let him be his servant. Let him be your servant. And the old apostle Paul said, though I be free from all men, yet have I made myself servant to all, that I might gain the more. And I want to thank you. I just want to thank you for being what God has called you to be. I want to thank you for allowing the Lord Jesus Christ to express the fruit of the Spirit in your lives this week. And then a special word, if I can say it. Yesterday, as some of you know, my wife took sick about lunchtime. Had to haul her down to the hospital, and they gave her a shot, and the pain was relieved, and I brought her back up and put her in bed. And so I had to have some special food for her last night. And I went down to the kitchen, you know, to see if I could get some soup. And I said, yes, I think we have some tomato soup. I said, well, let me check and see if it's all right with the doctor. I was going to find a doctor and see if that'd be all right, you know. So I went out to find a doctor. And by the time I had found the doctor and gotten back in, here was a tray. Soup, milk, crackers. And the attitude was, you know, gosh, I hate for you to get in our way while we're getting supper ready for this big crew. But the attitude was, what more can we do? You know, would you like for us to take it out? Boy, I appreciated that. This morning, same thing, you know. I went down to see if I could get her a little oatmeal, which the doctor said she could eat in 8 minutes. Boom, you know, oatmeal. Well, it's that may not say a whole lot to you, but it does to me. And I appreciate it. I'll leave you with one verse if I can read it. Hebrews 6:10. Says, for God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have showed toward his name, in that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. pray.